This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you all doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Night number 26. And subhanAllah, the last weekend, the last Friday has just passed of Ramadan. We hope that Allah blesses us with many more after this. And if we haven't woken up Ramadan, we've been busy, whatever it might be, remember, it's also innamal a'malu bil khawatim. The Prophet says, Allah also judges a life, an action, by the way you end it. So Allah looks at the way you begin it. If you began it sincerely and well, even if it wasn't so good, after that, Allah judges according to that. And also, if we weren't so good at the beginning, Allah looks at the end, how the man ended his life, before he died, before the end of Ramadan. Even though the beginning wasn't so good, Allah gives the waiting, the reward towards the end. This is of the rahmah and the mercy of Allah. So, let's end on a high, subhanAllah. Let's end on a high. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he would fast Mondays and Thursdays. Why? Because he would say that these are the days on which the deeds are shown to Allah every week. Allah doesn't need to be shown. He knows the deeds. But to end on a high, just to end with fasting, with something high, this, you know, really pushes you forward. So let's end on a high, inshallah. And of course, if you were going to single out one night for Laylatul Qadr, then the 27th night appears to be the night which pops up a lot. So tomorrow evening, anything left in the tank, use it tomorrow for ibadah as much as you can. Then a few announcements. We begin with some announcements. First announcement, we make dua for Uncle Aziz, who lives on the corner. If you don't know that he was diagnosed with cancer, and subhanAllah, he had his first round of chemo. That's why we don't see Uncle Aziz in the masjid. Otherwise, he's here every night. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him shifa. We know, and Takiya as well, his wife is also not too well. We grant both of them shifa. They're a big part of this community, you know, neighbors to the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them for many, many more years, and return their health. And then also on a positive note, I've asked to make dua for Sister Thara. It's her birthday today. May Allah bless her with a long life. May Allah fill it with goodness and khair. May the best of her days lay ahead. Very interesting, my cousin also just gave birth today, so they share the same birthday, may both of them, and I have a life filled with happiness and joy in this world, and of course the success in the akhirah. Ameen. Mubarak to Uncle Qiyam for surviving this long. Alhamdulillah. We continue with our story. So we completed the story of Nabi Yusuf, or the tafsir of Surah Yusuf. And because we finished a little earlier than expected, alhamdulillah, we want to still continue with the story. And this really is the story of the children of Israel, the children of Ya'qub. And the Bani Israel, really they have a long story. In fact, Allah focused so much of them in the Quran. Most of the Anbiya that you know are from the Bani Israel. Musa, Isa, Harun, Dawood, Sulaiman, Ilyas, Yahya, they're all from the children of Nabi Ya'qub. And therefore, the story of his children continue. And so we will continue the story. We might begin, so if we want part 2, or season 2 of the children of Bani Israel, and this is the next chapter of the Bani Israel, and this is of course the story of Musa alayhi salam. We'll only get to do a few episodes, if we will, of Nabi Musa, and if Allah grants, it will be our series for next year. So this is already a preview of next year. So Yusuf alayhi salam brings his brothers and his father and his family. Israel, Ya'qub and his children are now settled in Egypt, and they have a high place within Egypt, and Nabi Yusuf honors them and gives them, you know, a place in society. And of course, they are foreigners. They are not really from Egypt. They are outsiders. And after Nabi Yusuf passes away, the children of Nabi Ya'qub remain in there. And they were 12 sons. And so they had 12 families. And these became 12 tribes. And they multiplied and they became a big group. But they were always seen as outsiders. They were not really from original, you know, Egyptians. And then of course, times change. So many, many centuries after Yusuf, we don't know how many, some say 300 years, 400 years, many, many hundreds of years after Nabi Musa, the situation has changed. There is a new regime in town, and the person in charge is called Fir'aun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now talks about them. And in Surah Qasas, Allah paints a picture. Allah says, A'udhu billahi shaitan rajim, Natlu alayka min naba'i Musa wa Fir'auna bilhaqqi liqawmi yu'minun. We will tell you, we will recite to you from the news, from the happenings of Nabi Musa and of Fir'aun bilhaq, with truth. لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ, for people who believe. Why with truth? You know how the how the movie begins, based on a true story. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is a true story. This isn't something, these aren't fables. This is reality. This is something that happened. And we know, subhanAllah, there is no person mentioned more in the Quran than Nabi Musa. No one's name is mentioned after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more so than Nabi Musa alayhi salam. His story appears throughout the Quran. And therefore something very important for us to learn. The most mentioned Nabi of Allah, and he has very many specialities for Nabi Musa, very specific to him. So Allah says, this is a true story of Musa and Fir'aun. So Allah begins with the villain of the story. Inna Fir'aun ala fil ard. Fir'aun exalted himself, ala, like high, he made himself lofty, big in the land. He looked down on everyone else and he felt himself superior. So superior that he didn't even think of himself as a king. He thought of himself as a god. He says, ana rabbukum al-a'la. He says, I am your God. You worship me. He believed it. فِي الْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيعًا. And he divided his society up into groups. You know, different races, different colors, divide and conquer. Where have we seen this before? Apartheid. He basically had a system of apartheid. يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ يُذَبِّحَ أَبَنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. So Fir'aun exalted himself in the land. And he divided the people of his land into different groups. And one particular group, he abused them the most. He harmed them the most. And this is the Bani Israel. The children of Ya'qub are now at the bottom of society. How bad did he do it? To a level where he even, and there's not one Fir'aun, the Pharaohs, many of them, yet at times they would even, when they saw the population of Bani Israel growing, then they would take the sons and kill the sons of Bani Israel, snatching the babies and kill them, and they would leave the daughters to remain. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Allah says, he was an extremely corrupt, evil person. So Allah says, وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَسْتَضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. So Allah says, we wanted to, basically we have decided, Allah decreed, that those who were, we were going to give our favor, we were going to assist those who were being oppressed. Those being oppressed, the Bani Israel, we will rise them up, fil ard, wa naj'alhum, and we will make them leaders, and we will give them al-warithun. They will inherit, meaning someone else is going to lose, and they will take over the power. Wa numakkin lahum and fil ard, and we were going to give them establishment in the land, we'll make them strong in the land. Wa nuriya fir'auna wa hamana wa junudahuma minhum ma kanu yahdharun. And we were going to show, Allah says, we will show Fir'aun and Haman. Who is Haman? Haman is Fir'aun's right hand man, the minister, the prime minister, the guy who's working with Fir'aun. So Allah says, we're going to show Fir'aun and Haman and their armies. We will come to show them that which they feared the most. So inside, while they were oppressors, while they were on top, they were very, very scared. There was something, they were scared that these people that they were oppressing, and this is the nature of the tyrant. He looks strong and powerful, but the only reason why he needs bodyguards and soldiers and armies and tanks, why? Because he's scared. He knows that if things rise up and the people turn upside, it turns him over, then he's going to be at the bottom. So Allah says, we were going to bring his worst fears to reality. We will take these people right at the bottom and we'll put them on top. So Allah paints the picture like that. Now you can imagine Egypt at that time, the most powerful country in the world, the wealthiest country in the world, built on the policies of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. So you have the Nile with these massive monuments, pyramids and palaces, and of course, as in Jannah, the dunya the same, Allah, there's something in us that has come, that has remained from, you know, from the time we were created in Jannah, something that we has left with us. We are the prime properties, the most expensive houses in Cape Town away. Clifton, right? By the waterside, by the river, on the beachfront. This is something in us, because that's how Jannah looks. Your palaces are on the river. In fact, the river flows through your houses. May Allah grant us this. Ameen. So Fir'aun has his palaces on the Nile. And then you have this massive refugee squatter camp, where inside of it are all the offspring of Nabi Ya'qub, the descendants of Nabi Yusuf and his brothers, being oppressed in there, their women, their children, living there as slaves, unable to move, if they can't move in or out. So Allah says, I would make these people rise up and bring Fir'aun's worst fears to reality. So now Allah goes, puts us sort of inside the squatter camp. In a small house, we see a lady with a small baby. She just gave birth to a child. And this is the year, it was this year that Fir'aun decided, we're going to do population control. All the newborn sons of Bani Israel, give them to us. We are going to murder them. This year, you can't have any children. If you have a boy, bring him here. And there, this lady gives birth to a son. She doesn't know what to do. So Allah says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي. So Allah says, we أَوْحَيْنَا. Remember, we said there's a type of wahi. Allah says, we inspired in her. We gave her this internal instinct. إِلَىٰ أُمْ the mother of Musa and أَرْضِعِيهِ breastfeed him, suckle him. فَإِذَا حِفْتُ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُهُ إِلَيْكَ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ So Allah put in her heart that she should keep him, breastfeed him, but when the time came, when the soldiers got near and she was scared for him, put him in a basket and throw him into the river. Which river? The river Nile. And do not be scared. Don't worry. And do not grieve. Don't feel sad. Indeed, Allah says, we will return him to you. She had this feeling. Allah will bring him back to you. And Allah says, and we will make him eventually one of the mursaleen. Of the, you will get that nubuwa of his forefathers of Ibrahim and Ishaq and Yaqub and Yusuf. He will get to, will inherit this nubuwa. Now it's been 300, 400 years since Bani Israel has had a Nabi. And Allah says, this one Allah is going to raise up as a Nabi. فَالْتَقَاهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًا وَحَزَنًا إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا كَانُوا خَاطِئِينَ So, in different parts of the Quran, Allah mentions how Nabi Musa's mom put him in a basket, and she puts this basket in the Nile, and she lets the Nile take him, not knowing where he would go. And she tells her daughter, go and watch where the basket is going as it flows down the river. So Nabi Musa has an older sister. In fact, he has an older brother and an older sister. And his sister is running along the river, watching this basket move. And of all places to go, it goes down the Nile into the house of Fir'aun. The one place it's not supposed to go. So Allah says, and so the family, meaning the wife of Fir'aun, she was in the Nile washing, swimming, and there this basket hits into her basically. So the family of Fir'aun picked him out, opened this basket, and there she finds a newborn baby. And so Allah says, we did that so that he will become to them an enemy. And Allah put him in the house of Fir'aun because he will ultimately defeat Fir'aun. And indeed Fir'aun and Haman and their soldiers were deliberate sinners because they were sinners. So this lady, وَقَالَتْ إِمْرَةُ فِرْعَوْنَ And remember we said this before, when you find wife as zawj versus imrah. Remember this in the Quran? We said that if it's zawj, there's love, there's a connection. Here Allah says, and the woman of Fir'aun, meaning his wife, but there is something missing between the two of them. Now this woman is who? Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun. Allah, the Prophet says, four women achieve the highest level of perfection. Two in the past and two in this ummah. The two of the past were Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, alayhi salam, she's mentioned in the Quran as well, and Maryam, the mother of Musa, the mother of Isa, alayhi salam, and two women of this ummah that achieved perfection is Khadija and Fatima, binti Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi salam. So the wife of Fir'aun, she picks up this baby, and she now brings this child to Fir'aun. Now Fir'aun, she knows her husband, that he murders children, that he kills, there's nothing that he does, there's no limits for this man. So she says, قُرَّةَ عَيْنِي So she says, he makes me, this child makes me so happy. That قُرَّةَ عَيْنِي means the coolness of my eyes. This child, I love him so much. Please let me have him. Now the ulama mentioned, yes, subhanAllah, as bad as Fir'aun was, and he is really the worst of the worst human beings. Fi darikil asfa, he's in the lowest. Fi ashadil adab. Allah says Fir'aun will go to the worst of places in Jahannam. Meaning this man is pure evil. Yet even him, he couldn't say no to his wife. His wife comes and she says, this child, qurrata ayni, he makes me so happy, li walak, and for you, he'll also make you happy. He'll bring happiness to you. La tuktulu, don't kill him. So she's keeping him and says, please, don't kill him. Asa an yanfa'ana, aw nattakhidahu waladan, wa hum la yash'urun. Now where did we see this line before? So she says, don't kill him. Maybe he'll grow up and we can benefit from him. He can be a servant or a slave or something. Or even maybe we'll take him even as a son. We'll adopt him as a son. And Allah says, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ They didn't know what they were doing. Where did we see this verse before? And there is a parallel between Nabi Yusuf and Nabi Musa. Nabi Yusuf was thrown in a well. He's taken out as a slave. A big powerful person finds him Aziz, takes him to the wife and he says, look after him, perhaps we will benefit from him, or we can even take him as a son. Exactly the same words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses for the two of them. There's a mirror between the two. The one we see a big relationship between his father, a boy and a father. We know nothing about the mother. Here we see a relationship between a mother and a son. We don't hear about the father. We're going to see brothers that harm the one Nabi, and another brother who's going to be the best brother to a Nabi, subhanAllah. There's a similarity between Nabi Musa and Nabi Yusuf. One story, the opposite side of the story. So now Allah says, وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا SubhanAllah, again, we had a father that became depressed deeply because he lost a son. Here we have a mother, Allah says, and the heart of Musa's mother became empty, meaning the highest level of sadness is where you're just numb. You can't feel anything. So she became totally empty. Her heart became empty inside. And she had reached such a point of sadness because her son was gone. إِنَّ كَيْدَتْ لَتُبَدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا أَنْ رَبَطْنَا عَلَى قَلْبِهَا لَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ So Allah says the heart of Musa's mother became empty completely. She was about to even disclose. She was even about to run to Fir'aun and say, that's my son. I want my son back. And then Allah said, had we not bound fast her heart that she should become of the believers. Meaning, had we not assisted her, we made her strong, that you have iman, Allah will return your son to her. She was almost about to tell Fir'aun, and that's my son. And ya Allah, we mentioned this, وَقَالْ لِأُخْتِهِ قُسِّي فَبَصُرَتْ بِهِ عَنْ جُنُبٍ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ And she said to the sister, Nabi Musa's older sister, follow him and watch him from a distance while they don't know. So now this baby is in the palace of Fir'aun. And Nabi Musa, Fir'aun's wife, is so happy about this child. But now the child is beginning to cry because he's hungry. And so she calls all the ladies that could breastfeed. Come and feed this boy. Because she herself could not breastfeed. She didn't have a child. But Allah says, وَحَرَمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعِ We made haram for him any suckling from any woman. This baby doesn't want to drink from anyone. And he's screaming his head off. And she knows that subhanAllah, Fir'aun can just take so much before he's going to do something bad. She needs to do something. This child doesn't want to drink from any of these women. من قبل فقالت هل أدلكم على أهل بيت يكفله لكم وهم لهم له ناصحون So then the sister of Nabi Musa, remember she followed the basket, and when she gets to the palace, she gets to hear them saying, hey, this child is screaming and there's no one here that can breastfeed this child. So she tells the guards, I know of someone that can feed him. I know of a mother that has milk to feed him. Which mother? Her mother. And so they call Nabi Musa's mother and pay her to breastfeed. So Allah says, فَرَضَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا And so Allah says, like that, we put him back in the lap of Nabi Musa's mother. We returned him to his mother that she might be happy, that her eyes كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا That he again brought the happiness. And subhanAllah, Allah, there's a lot of love for Nabi Musa in the Quran. Allah says he brought the coolness of the eyes to Asia. He was the apple of her eye, and he's the apple of the eye of Nabi Musa's mother. عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَن And all her sadness disappeared. وَلِتَعْلَمْ أَنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقْ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ So Allah says, so that she and us, we can know. When Allah makes a promise, it will always come true. Allah promised her, he will come back to you and he will be safe. And so I brought him back to you. And these beautiful words are now, Musa a.s. will grow up and we'll talk about his youth in the palace of Fir'aun. Something amazing about him. And this is no Nabi, Allah mentions something like this. No Nabi in the Quran does Allah say something like this. Allah says to Nabi Musa many, many years later, Nabi Musa doesn't even know that all of this is there's a plan. So Allah says to him many years later, that when you were in Fir'aun's house, how come you weren't killed? How come nothing happened to you? أَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةِ مِنِّي وَلَتُصْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي That I poured over you, أَلْقَى is to throw basically, I poured over you my mahabbah, my love on you as a baby. That anyone who came near you just instinctively fell in love with you, even Fir'aun. And I built you up, I raised you up under my eye. Even though you were in the house of Fir'aun, I raised you up under my eye. We'll continue inshallah. A little bit tomorrow, and then on Sunday and Monday, inshallah. Yesterday's question, and I've got a spot prize as well for a question on this question. So we said, which animal is not mentioned in the surah? The sheep, right? So where was there a camel? Where was there a camel in the story of Nabi Yusuf? A camel load will bring the goods, right? A camel load. Where were there cows in the story of Nabi Yusuf? Right, the seven cows eating, the seven thin ones eating the fat corn. There were no sheep in the story. And the wolf? Right, they said the wolf ate Nabi Yusuf. There was another type of animal mentioned in here. Spot prize. Raise someone quickly. There's another animal mentioned in the surah. The bird. The birds. Where were the birds mentioned? The dream of the one whose bread was being eaten by the bird. So, Tahir, surprise for you, mashallah, paying attention. Tonight's question. What was the name of Fir'aun's wife, Asiya, Khadija, Fatima, Maryam? Easy question, right? Inshallah. Then, of course, Salatul Layl. Also, a reminder that something new, Eid al-Fitr. We will have Eid al-Fitr here in the masjid from basically it will end by 8 o'clock, 8:15 or so, Ishraq. The takbir will start 7:15, khutbah 7:40, Eid Salah 5 to 8. By 8:10 past 8 we will be done with Eid Salah. Then by 8:30 we inshallah will all go and join the Idgah as well because we support the Idgah, so we'll do that as well. So please if you've been with us this month, I know some of you are from far out, please join us for Eid as well. You've made the Ibadah with us, it's only right that you enjoy Labarang with us as well. Shukran so much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.